Viter in Shasra and Shavuos Daf Chaf, bringing up on your testimony based by the bottom of the page, by the new Mishnah, by the new Perek. Mazel, we're finishing the first two Perek, and we now start the third Perek, which actually is what we kind of like jumping into like the original Mishnah over here, which is about Shavuos. Zok the Heilige Mishnah, Shavuos Shtayim Shehein Arba. There are two Shavuos which are considered four. Shavuos She'ochel V'Shelo Ochel. There's a Shavuah about the future that a person says, I will eat, or a person says, I will not eat. Those are the two explicit ones that are written in the Torah. And then She'achalti V'Shelo Ochalti, those are we learn out from the Torah. The person says, a Shavuah that I ate or that I did not eat. These are called the four different Shavuos. Now, Shavuos She'lo Ochel, if somebody says, I swear that I will not eat V'achal Kol Shavuos, and you eat a tiny amount, then what's it? Then Chayiv. It's going to be Chayiv, even for having a little bit. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Zakeh Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Sitra Rabbi Akiva. Heichan Misin V'achal Kol Shavuos Chayiv. Where do we find anywhere else that a person eats only a Kol Shavuos that is going to be Chayiv? Shazeh, Amalam Rabbi Akiva says back, Heichan Misin V'Midaber, maybe carbon. Where do we find a situation a person just talks and now he has to bring a carbon? Shazeh, Midaber, maybe carbon. This one, all he did is he spoke and then he goes and he brings a carbon. So even though generally speaking, you know, we're used to having a kezayis in order to be chayev, and this is even saying less than a kezayis, but this is also an unusual situation because we find a person in a chayev just for talking, and that's not a normal thing either, so we can't learn out to the norm. Says Rashi, Shavuos she'ochel v'shelochel, hein shtayim u'mefurashes, this is mefurash, t'chsev, lahara o lehetiv, demashma lahaba v'lo ochel v'lehara v'lo ולא אוכל הרע אוכל להיטיב שאכלתי ושלא אכלתי הם שתיים לנו ספוס ממדרש חכם ומכדיאלף לרבי קיבל לקמם פרקת נפחפי מריבוי הכסף מדבר ומאבין קרבן where do we find a person who speaks of his car which is בשביל ביטל דיבורו וקיימן דמישום ביטל דיבורו הוא אף זה ביטל דיבורו שאומר לא אוכל דייתו לעשר עצמו כלשהו he's asking himself on even a כלשהו זוג תהיה לגמרה. The opening part of the Mishnah started by saying, a person who goes and says, a Shavua She'ochel, a Shavua that I will eat, and we explained She'ochel to mean that I will eat. In fact, the Gemara, Lememra, do you mean to say, the She'ochel, the Achilna Mashma, that a person said, that She'ochel implies I will eat, Ramini, but we have ourselves a contradiction, Shavua Lo Ochel Lach. If somebody says, Shvua, as in I swear, that lo ochalach, I will not eat of yours, Shvua she'ochalach, or a Shvua, he swears, she'ochal of yours, I'm going to eat of yours, lo Shvua she'lo ochalach, or not a Shvua, that I will not eat of yours, which is a negative way of saying the flip, and that is, he's saying, says Rashi, it's like mechala v'tashomehain. From the negative, you hear the you understand the positive. Rashi says lo shvua lo ochel lach lo yehi alai be'isra shvua ma shelo ochel mishalcha mishalach ha ma she'ochel lach yehi be'isra shvua. That what I will eat from you will be over the isra shvua aser. It's aser to eat the food of this particular person. So the word she'ochel is explained to mean that I'm holding back from eating. If you look at Rashi when it says shvua she'ochel lach, and that's the lashon that we see in the beginning, right? That it says shvua she'ochel. That says, "Shuah shalachalach beisur shavuah yeh alayir beisur shuah on me mashaochel mishalach dahachim masha mashaochel lecha yeh beisur shuah." It's over in isur over here. So we see it's just the opposite. And for the Gemara, Abaye liolam dechilna mashma. Really, shalachal means I will eat. That's what it means. Lo kasha. And there's no question over here. Kan, in the case over here, that it seems to be in I will not eat, b'misarvin bo lechol, it's when people are pressuring him to go in to eat. And kan b'she'en, our mishnah is talking about when people are not. B'she'en, beep, turn the page, chafam aleph, misarvin bo lechol, they're not pressuring him to go ahead and to eat. Mastisha b'she'en, misarvin bo lechol, our mishnah is talking about when they're not being forcing him to eat. Rashi says, hilkoch she'ochel deka chilnu. Therefore, when he uses lashon, it means to eat. It is, shalchana means to eat. Braisa, but when the braisa, b'mesarvin b'olecho, where they're going and they're pressuring him to go eat, v'kamer lo echilna v'lo echilna, and he keeps saying, I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to eat, v'chikam ishtaba, so that when he goes and he swears, that he says, loshen she'ochel, ha'chikam ishvua she'lo echel. You think I swear that I'm not going to eat, I'm going to back this guy off. Ravashi Amar. We can fix this up another way. Tani, just say in the Braisa, read it as Shavua She'iachalach, the Shavua not going to eat. Says Rashi, Ravashi Amar Tani, but Braisa Shavua She'iachalach, that I'm not going to eat over there. Therefore, we're good. Says more Iachi. that's really true, that he said she'i ochel ma'lemeimra. Then what do you have to teach me this? Obviously, that's it's pashat. No, says Gemara, ma'al d'tem, you would have thought lishnei de itkalele. Rashi says the itkal means the itkal is nichshal v'lo neskav v'lo meshi. It was the one making the swear. He like stumbled over his words and he never really wanted to say she'i ochel. And therefore comes to teach you that he's saying there's not an accent, and therefore he has to hold back from eating once he uses the lashon she'i. Tanu Rabbana. Right, so we have two answers over there. Either it just depends on the context of what's going on, or just switch the braisa to say she'i, and therefore I don't have a question anymore. And therefore, when it says, well, the original lashon, it just means of eating that I will eat. Tanu Rabbana. Mifta Shavua. Then we get to some interesting lashonos. When people speak, what does it do? It's real stuff that's going on. So mifta shavua. The lashon of mifta is a lashon of a shavua. If somebody says, mifta this loaf on me, it's like he says, a shavua, that there's a shavua that I'm not going to eat this loaf. I swear I'm not wearing it, eating it. If he afterwards forgot it and he ate it, then he has to go and to bring a karban. Isser shavua. The lashon of isser is also a shavua. Isser. Isser. Okay, what is the Isur Isar? What's the Isser of starting using the word Isar? Ima to Omer Isa Shavua. If you said the word Isar, it means Shavua. Then Chayev. Then someone's going to be Chayev if he goes against it. Ve'im Lav. But if you don't say that Isar means Shavua, then Pater, a person is going to be Pater. Says Rashi. Ima to Omer V'chulu. Mai Ka'amart V'ha Amart Isser Lashon Shavuahu V'hadr Tani Im Ata Omer. Rashi spells that that's what the Gemara is coming to ask. Now he says, now what are you talking about? Imata omer iser shvua. If you say iser means shvua, v'ha amart iser shvua. You just said a second ago, it does mean that. Amar Abaye, Abaye explains, hachik amar, mifta shvua. The word mifta is a lashon of shvua. Iser, mitbas b'shvua. The word iser introduces a mitbas b'shvua, means an attachment to a shvua. Hatfasa means when it takes hold on something else, right? So it's not actually a shavua itself. So if somebody says, "Isser this loaf upon me," it's like he first swore not to eat a different loaf, and then he said, "This loaf is like that one," meaning he's attaching the status of the second one onto the first one. And then the Gemara, then we say, "Isur Isar," and what's the Isar of Isar? Emet Omer mitvas b'shvua kamotzi shvua mipivdami. If you say that one who attaches to a shvua is like one who actually says a shvua, chayev, then a person is going to be chayev. One who's going to be over that is going to be chayev. Ve'im lav, but if one who attaches a shvua is not like someone who says a shvua, then they're going to be pater from a carbon olive yarit. If it was done b'shogeg, done b'mezeh, then you get malchus. Now Rashi points out on this, imata omer v'chulu imtim salom eshem haftes v'shvua kamotzi shvua mepiv dami, it's similar like making a shvua. Ve'im achlu chayev carbon, v'yedet yumi chayev carbon, av zeh ha'omer iser kikar zeh alai chayev carbon, im achlu she iser lo shena tfasas shvua. Where do we know this concept that the word Lashon Mifta means a Shvua? Because the Pasuk says, oh, nefesh ki sishava levate bisfasayim, or if a soul will swear, Levate b'sfasayim, uttering with his lips. So this is pretty straightforward. Lashon of shvua, of bitoy, of mifta. Says Gemara, if that's true, then isernami. Why don't we say isernami is its own thing? It's not a tfasa, but itself is going to be lashon of shvua. The chesiv, as it says, kol neder v'chol shvuos iser. Any neder or shvuos of iser. Why does the Tana then say that the word iser is hatfasa? Itself should be a shvua. Ella, the Gemara says, "Mimai de iser mitvas b'shvuahu." How do we know that mitva that the lashon of iser actually is hatfasa? Because the pasuk says, "O asra iser al nafsha b'shvua." Right. This is a eilega pasuk. It says, "V'im beis isha nadara, o asra iser al nafsha b'shvua," or if a woman bound her soul with an iser to a shvua. And therefore we have the Lashon over there As Rashi points out, that mashma she'asarto uvitafasto v'davar she'nishba alav kevar. It says also iser b'shavua, so it's attaching to a swear that already exists. Miftanami aksev, but it also says a chol she'yifta adam b'shavua. Over there also, it says l'chol she'yivati adam b'shavua. It sounds like that's also a lashon of hatfasa. Elo, Rabaye, Mifta Shvua Mehacha. The fact that Mifta is a Shvua, we learn from here. Vim Hayu Tziel Ish Unidorea Aleha, O Mifta Sfosea Asher Asra Al Nafsha. Pretty straightforward over there. If she shall be betrothed to a man, there are Dharma on her, or if Mifta Sfosea, that she becomes Asr, V'ilu Shvua Lokamar. But it doesn't mention the Lashon Shvua over there. With the connection of doesn't the word shvu over there at all, just mifta svaseh, but my asa atzma, how is she asking herself? B'mifta, with the lashon of mifta. Kum tachoy stenai, that's how we know the lashon of mifta is a shvua, and that the fact that iser, we know, is a matvis, we learn it from b'shvua. Now, Rava Amar, Rava says, "Li'olamei Malach, really I'll say to you, there's a bayi." Rava says, "Really I'll tell you that mitfas v'shvua lav kemotzi shvua mipiv dami. Someone a tfas of a shvua is not considered like a shvua is coming out of your mouth." V'hachi kama. This is really what it means to say, "Mifta shvua." The word mifta is a shvua. Iser nami shvua. And then when the brisa goes on, it says, "Isurei de iser." The end of the braisa is explained by qualifying the first part. The iser, the isurei de iser, the prohibition, when a person says iser, would depend. Yitilu akasav bein neder l'shavua. The pasuk puts the word iser between the words neder and the words shavua. Coming to teach you what? Hotzio b'lshon neder, if you bring it out using the lashon of a neder. Right, let's say he said, "Isser this loaf upon me," and that's like a regular case of nedarim, and it's going to answer it to himself. Then, "Osir b'lashon neder, neder b'lashon shavua, shavua." It's considered a shavua. Hechanitilu, where was it that we found that this word is put in between those two words? "V'im base isha nedara," and if she made a neder while she was in her husband's house, "Oh, asr isser al nafsha b'shavua." Or she set up an iser on her soul through a shavua. So the lashon of Rava, by the way, then this is not talking about any sort of lashon of hatfasa. And va'azdu tamayu, Rava and Abayi really going according to their own shtiklach. The itmar, matvis b'shavua, in reference to somebody who attaches to a shavua. In other words, he made a shavua not to eat a certain loaf, and then he said about another one, this one should be like that one. It's a straight up style of hatfasa. Abaye says, "Kimotzi shvua mipiv dami." It's like a person who's motzi shvua, like he said, a shvua, and therefore he's going to be chayv carbon olav yored if he did a b'shogeg or malchus b'mezid for Rava. Amar lav kimotzi shvua mipiv dami. It is not considered like he said a shvua, put out a shvua over there from his mouth, and therefore he's not going to be chayv for going against it. In fact, the Gemara catch on Rava, who says that lav kimotzi shvua mipiv dami, if someone's matis with shvua, meisve eze iser ha'amar b'tor. What is the iser that's mentioned in the Torah? Ha'omer harei alai shelo ochel basar v'shlosh deyayin. If somebody says, it is harei alai, it is upon me, that I am not going to eat meat or drink wine, kayom shemes bo aviv. Major throwback to Nedarim, that you're based on your dad. Kayom shemes bo aviv. Kayom shemes bo ploni. Like the day that so-and-so died. Kayom shenerek bo gedalia b'rechikam. Like in the day in which Gedaliah ben Achikam was killed. Or Kayom Sheh Ra Yerushalayim b'Chorbanah. Or like the day in which they saw Yerushalayim and its Chorban. Then Aser, it's going to be Aser for him to go ahead and to eat. Remember this guy's saying, Harei Alai Shaloh Chabasar V'Shalosh Deyayin. Just like the day of the father died, which people would customarily fast, or so-and-so does. Or the day that Gedaliah ben Achikam died, which is Som Gedaliah. Yerushalayim Chorban, it's Aser. V'amar Shmuel said, V'hu shenadar ba, nadar uba me'osayom. This is true only if it was previously bound by a neder, asking to have meat and wine from that day on, right? Meaning on the day of that anniversary. Says Rashi, Shekibah alav kvar neder shel yocha basar biyom shemispa aviv liolam chen yom shemispa ploni chen yom shenerig vogedalia. Then what happens, it takes on in Isser for this statement as well. Hold cup of here. Remember, this whole question on Rava, who says, Lav komas Yeshua mipiv dam, but we're saying over here, right, Taloshan matfasa, but here we go and we say that a person goes ahead, and the Bryce is telling us that a person says, what's an Isser that said in the Torah, that somebody says, Hare Alai, Shaloh Chabasa Vashalosh Dayayin, like these other type of things over here, Vahusha Nadru Baba Sayom, says the Gemara now, Bishlam Abaye, this works nicely according to Abaye, Midematvis Beneder Neder. Since he attaches a neder to a neder, it creates a neder. Matvis Yeshua Shvua, and Shvua to a Shvua. That works nicely. Beep turn the page, Chaf Amud Beis. Elalu Rav, according to Rav, who says that a Hatfasa is not considered a Shvua, then Kasha. Because we said after all these things, it is Matvis and it's considered Aser. Amar lecha Rava, Rava can say back, no, teretz v'imahachi. Just, we can answer and say up as follows. Ezehu iser neder ha'amar v'torah. What is the formula for the iser of a neder that's mentioned in the Torah, right, for it to work? Ha'omer harei alai shlo ochal basar v'shlosh dayayin. The person says, takes upon themselves, I can do such a thing. Kayom shemispo aviv, like the day that my father died. Kayom shenergbo ploni, this person was killed. Va'amar shmom, so said, v'hu shenader. That's something that was usher from then on, right? From the days that he started it on. In my time, what's the reason a neder have to be, hinged on another thing that's usher by a neder? Amar Kral, the pasuk says, Ish ki yidor neder la Hashem, ad she yidor badaver hanadur, until you're making neder in something which is already nadured. We'll just take him back 1 second to explain what Rav's answer was. That Rav is reinterpreting with the understanding of the Braisa. It doesn't say what's the meaning of the word Isser mentioned in the Torah and then give the formula, of Atfasa. What does it say? It discusses a neder itself, meaning what's the basic formula required to create the Isser of a neder mentioned in the Torah. And that it says for a neder to be valid, one has to first say the neder and then hinge the status of the thing of the neder on that of another thing similar that's going to be answered by a neder. So you have to say, it's hereby upon me that I may not eat or drink wine as on the day which my father died. And that's like what we thought before, a hatfasa, because it mentions the neder. It mentions the neder and it mentions the attachment, right? A fasa to a neder mentions only the attachment. And therefore, in Rav's opinion, is not going to be effective at all. Now, says Gemara, my timer. What's the reason that a neder has to be on something else? I'm going to call ish ki yidor neder l'Hashem, atzi yidor b'davar another. It's got to be neder sized on something which is already nedered. Ki yom shemeis bo aviv. In fact, the Gemara pshita. Why does the Tana have to say this idea over here that the vower vowed to hold back from meat and wine as on the day of his father died? It's obvious that neder is going to work. Right, says Rashi, Pshita, given the time of Mishum the Nader Ubahu Allah Misas Aviv, Malikan Vichi Mishum the Mesbo Aviv Migra Gara Isure Surya Hare Nader Ubalov. Says Pashit, and for the Gemara, Kayom Shenerik Bo Gedaya Ben Achikam Mitzichai. Really, we need it just for the part which says, like the day the Gedaya Ben Achikam died. Saka the Chamina would have thought, Kevin the Chilo Nader Nami Aser, since without the Nader, it's also Aser Tid on that day, because it's a fast day. Therefore, kinod nami lavi alei miser. Even when he did make a vow to hold back from meat and wine that day, it's not considered as usher to him by the neder. The high lav mitzvahs menedu, and therefore this second neder, where he's being matvisit, the status of this thing, and the day of Gedaya was killed, is not considered holding on to a neder. Kamal shemalon, the first to teach you that that's not the case, and it is matvis to it, and therefore it's going to be usher. Okay. V'af Rabbi Yochanan Savrla L'had Rava, and Rabbi Yochanan also is maskim to that which Rava says, that Rashi says, V'af Rabbi Yochanan Savrla L'had Rava, the Isser Shehut Tzio B'Loshon Shavua is a Shavua, that if you go and you start, Isser that's phrased like a Shavua is considered a Shavua. T'chilas Rava and Rabbi Yochanan, Mifta Lo Ochalach, if somebody says, Mifta, I will not eat of your food, Isser lo chalach, where he says, an Isser, I'm not going to eat from your food, Shavua. It's considered a straight-up Shavua. If someone swears, I will eat or I will not eat, then ready to not do something, you know, for the future, and then he goes against it, sheker. This is considered like sheker. This guy swears falsely. You know what the Azari says? V'lo si shava b'shmila sheker. You should not swear falsely by my name. Achalti v'lo achalti. This is ochel v'lo ochel. I will eat or I will not eat. That's in the future. What about for the past? Achalti v'lo achalti. Someone says, I ate or I didn't eat. Shav. That's called shvula shav. It's just said by in vain. One is, you lied. You said you're going and you didn't. And the other one's saying, it's in vain because it's just simply not true. Don't say Hashem's name in vain. Konamos, when one violates konamos, over below yachal devaro. Lashon konamos, or koname, is a type of lashon of neder. So konamos, someone who violates a neder, over below yachal devaro, he's violating, they shall not make profane his words. Frakta Gemara, meisvei, shav v'sheker echadu. Vain, saying something shav in vain, or in sheker, this is one. My lav mi de shav l'sha'avar, is it not so that just like shav is talking about the past, af sheker nami l'sha'avar, so too sheker is also talking about the past as well, right? That is, if somebody makes a shav l'sha'avar, someone swears contrary to something which is actually true, which is clearly a shvua shav. It's obvious to all it's not true. Av sheker nami l'shavar. When it says a false oath, it means one about the past. Such thing would not be considered vain because it's not obvious to all that it's untrue. Alma, so we see a chalti v'lo chalti sheker. The lashon of I ate or I didn't eat is considered sheker, which goes against Rav Dimi, who said that a sheker is talking about the future. Says the Gemara, midiria, is that a raya? Ha kedisa va kedisa, right? Each one is talking, is its own shtickle over here. That the case of the shav is unique. It's talking about something with the past, and the one of the sheker is unique. It's talking about the future. The Brisa doesn't mean to equate them to be, you know, the same. My davar echad hein, was it when it says davar echad? The bedibur echad nemru. It means that this was said in one utterance. Kedetanya, zachar v'shamar bedibur echad nemru. It was said in one utterance. Masha'in yachal apel ledaber, masha'in ha'ozen yachal l'shma. That which the mouth can't say and that the ear can't hear. Bishlam, a husband makes over there when it comes to Shabbos. If Dibur Echad Nemru is said in one utterance, says Kedur Avada Bar Ava, the Amr Avada Bar Ava, Nashim Chayavas B'Kiddush Hayom Dvar Torah. Really, women are Chayav in Kiddush. That's the Dvar Torah. Don't recall the pasuk says Zachor. If to remember, Vishamor and guard. Right, this is telling that these two things are compared one to the next. Kol Sheyesho Yeshno B'Shamira Yeshno B'Zechira. Even though it's a mitzvah Sei Shazman Grama, it's a time related mitzvah, and women are putter from mitzvah Sei Shazman Grama, so they shouldn't have to say Kiddush because that's a mitzvah Asay of Kiddush, which is my grandma, which is on Shabbos. But since the Archayev in Shamor, because the mitzvah is in Losa, say, therefore, the Chayev in this as well. Bahani Nashi, Holve, Isna Bishmira, Isna Bishir, since the Chayev in Shmir, the Chayev in Shir as well. Elohachab, in the case of the vain and false oaths, Lomai Hilchsami Bayle, to teach what Elohacha did Hashem need to say both of them at the same time? Ella. So it can't be that you're coming to say that these are coming at the same time. Ella, kishem shaloka el shav, just like one gets a malchus for a shua shav, kachaloka nami el sheker gets malchus also for sheker. In fact, they're more klapi layo. What are you talking about? Klapi layo! Literally, in which direction are you going over here? How does this logic make any sense? Just the opposite. It's the one who says a shvuas sheker that makes more sense for him to get malchus. That's why he's saying, just like by shav, so to by sheker. El ema kishim shalok al sheker, kach lo kenami al shav. Just as you get on sheker, so too on lav as well. So it's more pshita. Hai lav, both of these are a lav. So of course you'd be chayv. No, ma'av the tema, kadam le rapapa labai. Lo yinake klal. Maybe the pasuk he will not absolve means he's not going to be absolved at all. Rashi says this is coming up l'kaman. We're going to see this on daf chaf aleph. Emelo yinake klal. maybe it's not going to be cleansed at all. Beep, turn the page. Chafal from an alf, kamash malan, kiddushani lay. If it comes to tell you, the way Papa's saying, like Abai says back to him, like we're going to see what exactly that means when we get there. But with that, my friends, we're going to stop and see you next time. Until then, I want to wish you all a great, great day.